With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. As grocery prices remain high, the cost to provide support services for people dealing with food insecurity does too. Feed Our Rural Kids is hoping people will rise to the challenge of supporting that need during its Cash for Kids fundraiser going on now. WXPR's Katie Thorison explains.
Feed Our Rural Kids, or FORK, has set a goal of raising $30,000 this month through its Cash for Kids fundraiser. It's the fifth year FORK has held what is its largest fundraising event. Local banks work together to help raise the funds. Perry Pokrant is the FORK president.
They all come together to help the kids. And I think that's what really makes the difference, is that it's unique. It doesn't happen for any other reason.
Last year, they were able to raise the equivalent of 10,000 meals. With the rising cost of food, Pokrant says they're looking to raise more money this year.
The need is up. Cost of food is up. It just costs money to feed kids. I mean, any parent knows that, right?
The money supports four of FORK's free food programs. FORK Care provides food to kids when school is out. FORK Now provides food to families that have been impacted suddenly by food insecurity. FORK Extra partners with area food pantries to get more families that need services to register. And the funds also support the 11 FORK pantries that are available within the Three Lakes, Phelps, and Northland Pines school districts.
We actually do it now because we're hoping that some of the secondary property owners, the people who have summer homes up here, will share in the responsibility, as it were, of creating a great community for them to come back to year after year.
To donate, you can stop by any financial institution in Eagle River. You can also donate online at feedourruralkids.org. We have a link at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
A man died after rolling his car in a high-speed crash in St. Germain. The Vilas County Sheriff's Office got a 911 call about the crash shortly after midnight this morning. Deputies determined the man was heading east on Highway 70 at a high rate of speed. He went through the intersection onto St. Germain Boulevard, where he hit a large boulder, causing the vehicle to roll several times. The man was ejected. He was taken to Howard Young Health Care, then flown to Aspirus Wausau Hospital, where he was pronounced dead around 2:30 this morning. The Department of Public Instruction released data Wednesday showing 59% of Wisconsin high school students have experienced at least one mental health challenge in the past year. That's a number that state officials are working to lower in any way they can. State Superintendent Jill Underley.
Any decrease is going to be a good decrease because even one kid who feels this way is not good, right? We want all kids to feel healthy and happy and that they can be successful and that they don't feel hopeless.
In central Wisconsin, D.C. Everest is working to make sure they're ready to go during the school year. Director of Student Services, Gina Lehman.
We put things in place like transition days, bridge to middle school, bridge to kindergarten. We are doing open houses, all of those things that just can ease the anxiety of having them come to school for the first day. But we know getting them in the doors is one thing, and then serving them while they're here.
Part of the effort is having trained professionals that students can go to seek help. Lehman says we also need to listen to what the students want.
We are really trying to create student panels, clubs, all of those things to have student voice and hitting the mark on what is it that they want and how can we better serve them, not only academically, because we can't learn if we're not taking care of the emotional and social needs of our students.
That should extend to the home as well. If your child is struggling or comes to you for help, she says the best thing to do is to stop and listen. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Heat and humidity can be difficult for the body to deal with. That can be especially true for people with heart disease. Dr. Daniel Krause, a cardiologist with Aspirus Healthcare, says heat affects those with heart disease in various ways, primarily through dehydration. He says some medicines used for heart disease are diuretics, which can increase the risk for dehydration.
People with cardiac disease and people in general, anytime it's hot out, you want to be aware if you're feeling lightheaded, dizzy, fatigued, increased shortness of breath. Those are all reasons to kind of get out of the sun, take shade, try and drink some water. If you don't feel significant improvement, then try and find a cool spot, specifically inside. If you have air conditioning, even better.
Kraus says to listen to your body.
If you're not feeling well, you're short of breath, you're dizzy, lightheaded, you need to sit down, rest, relax. During these hot summer days, it's not the time to push yourself. If you're not feeling well, don't be afraid to take a break. You can always come back to activities later.
Dr. Kraus also advises caution for those taking medications that may cause fatigue. He says beta blockers or other medications that slow the heart rate down can worsen symptoms during extreme heat. A deadly food poisoning outbreak has led to the recall of more than 7 million pounds of Boar's Head deli meats made at a plant in Virginia. U.S. health officials are continuing to investigate the outbreak of the bacterial listeria that began in May. Two people have died and nearly three dozen were hospitalized in 13 states, including Wisconsin. The problem was discovered when a liverwurst sample collected by health officials in Maryland tested positive for listeria. Further testing showed that the type of bacteria was the same strain causing illnesses in people. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says listeria poisoning is caused by a particularly resilient type of bacteria that can survive and grow even during refrigeration. Agriculture Department officials said the meat was distributed to stores nationwide, as well as to the Cayman Islands, the Dominican Republic, Mexico, and Panama. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.